Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry. I kind of lost you there for a minute. I apologize
about
that.
That.
I apologize
okay.
about that. Yeah, like
no
I
problem.
Was saying, yeah, what is your position on that last question?
That was about toys and $6,000 or something.
Yeah, to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I support it.
Okay, thank you. Currently, only students and low-income families qualify for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program. Will you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive?
You lost me again. Hello?
Receive scholarship. Yeah, you hear me, ma'am?
Repeat that. No, I didn't. You got cut off again or something. So, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Currently, only students and low-income families qualify for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Do you support or oppose?
I would support it.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislature who voted to expand eligibility for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? More likely or less likely to vote for him?
More likely.
Thank you. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you believe that bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
I definitely think they should be responsible.
Thank you so much. Now, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
That's a question.
What? Ask me that again. I'm trying to, it's kind of gray area there.
Okay. South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I think it needs to be changed.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel that employers should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
The employer should be, yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict from what they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
I've got to think about that one for a second. No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this label of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession or hurt the public perception of the legal profession? Or it has no effect?
Yes, I think it's heard it.
Okay, thank you.
I think
so
it's heard it.
Thank you. Many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
I think they are
trying to keep raising their fees.
They're trying to keep raising their fees.
Padding
their fees.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Maximizing their fees. Okay, thank you. What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
Increase.
I think it increases significantly.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decision confidential?
Most definitely.
Okay, thank you. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in the LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decision that regards individuals under the age of 18?
They should.
Tell me.
They should not. Not.
They should not.
Okay, thank you.
Gender-affirming care for people under the age of 18. Reach the age of maturity first.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
And obviously,
thank you.
A Democrat.
Shut up.
What is
not
your
me.
Age?
Not
are
me.
You... Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus, as of yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Which of the following, oh, happy birthday. Which of the
thank
following
you.
Best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself white Caucasian, black American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself female, male, or other?
Female.
Thank you so much for your time. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a good one. And once again, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.